Let me ask you a simple question. True or false? In order to become a smarter traveler, you need to learn 5 new things every day. I know my audience is very smart. You already figured out that the answer was false. The goal of this podcast is to make you a smarter traveler. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to keep scrambling around to find deals. My goal is to provide you with the right kind of tools and setup to make sure that more often than not, you are able to spot those deals when they come. In my experience, what I've seen is that by simply having the right kind of subscriptions, applications, and tools, you can spot a lot of these deals. Sometimes it's as simple as just following the right people. In this episode, I'm going to cover 5 simple steps that you can get started with on your journey towards becoming a smarter traveler. Now, for some of you, these steps might be pretty familiar. For some of you, these might be new. Even if you're already doing some of these things, it always helps to fine-tune, doesn't it? So without any further ado, let's begin episode number 2 of the Travel Dialogue Podcast. Welcome aboard. Five simple steps. Let's start with step number 1, signing up for loyalty programs. Now, why do you need to do this? Every now and then, brands run their quarterly promotions. They run deals during festivals, during the end of the year, or whenever they're celebrating an anniversary. Just to give you an example, most recently, Singapore Airlines was giving a whopping 40% discount on some of their flights on certain routes while flying Singapore Airlines because they were celebrating a milestone of having 10 million members in their loyalty program. Now, this is why it's important to sign up for loyalty programs. What I usually advise a lot of people is that they create a separate email address simply for those promotions. So whether you fly that airline frequently or stay at that hotel chain, I would still advise that you sign up, enter your email address. That way you'll always be tuned into some of the promotions that they're running. Now, let me give you an example. Every now and then, large hotels runs these discounts where they offer up to 20% off during certain periods of time. In the last few years, I've been able to use some of these deals to get some fantastic discounts while staying at Taj properties, particularly in India. Now, why does this matter? Let me come back to what I said at the beginning of the episode. Sometimes you just have to pay attention. And if you are subscribed to the offers and the newsletters and the emails that these brands are sending you, more often than not, you will find them. You might be wondering, Ashish, how do these offers really translate into discounts? Let's come back to the Singapore Airlines example once again. If you were to fly between Mumbai and Singapore using Singapore Airlines KrisFlyer miles, you usually have to pay 42,000 miles in business class. Every month, Singapore runs what they call spontaneous escapes, where they offer 30% off on select routes. In this particular promotion, they were actually offering 40% because they were celebrating a milestone. So imagine that ticket, which would have usually cost 42,000 miles, only costs close to 26,000 miles. So you're saving 16,000 miles while redeeming Singapore KrisFlyer miles simply by reading that email and paying attention to the promotion and its terms and conditions. Step number 2, and this ties in very nicely with step number 1. Now that you're signed up for these loyalty programs, the next thing that you need to do is to make sure that you credit your flights and stays to the correct program. This can be done in a simple way. Number 1, by simply logging into your frequent flyer account or your hotel loyalty program account and booking your stay or flight, or by simply making sure that if you're booking somewhere else, that your loyalty program number is recorded. Sometimes when I'm booking corporate stays, I often go to the front desk and make sure that they have my loyalty program on file so that they can credit the stays correctly to my account. Now, why does this matter? Think about playing the long game. I have nothing against online travel agencies or third-party bookings, but a lot of them simply don't allow you to credit miles and points to the airlines and hotels. Why? Because the airlines and hotels want you to book directly with them instead of having to pay a commission to these travel agencies. You need to play the long game. When I'm looking to book a flight or a hotel stay, I am constantly thinking about how that stay or flight helps me towards getting to that next level of elite status, whether it can get me additional perks, whether it can make my family travel easier when I travel with family instead of just doing a solo corporate stay. Let me give you an example. Marriott Bonvoy is running a promotion where you can earn double elite night credits. In effect, for any paid stay, you will get 2x the nights that you would normally earn. Let's say I have 30 elite nights this year and I want to get to platinum elite status for the next year, I would need another 20 elite nights. Now, by simply signing up for the Marriott Bonvoy program, reading the promotional emails, having a look at the terms and conditions, I found out that I need to only book 10 paid stays because, thanks to the promotion, I will earn double elite night credits. So instead of the standard 10 elite nights, I would earn 20 elite nights. In this case, after I would complete my 10 night stay, I would earn 20 elite nights to reach a total of 50 elite night credits, which would mean that I would re-qualify for platinum status next year as well. See how that makes a difference? Now, platinum elite status brings a lot of benefits. You would get complimentary breakfast, upgrades whenever available, and also earn bonus points, lounge access at many Marriott properties around the world. So there are a ton of perks to be enjoyed if you simply pay attention and credit your stays to the right loyalty program. In this case, by simply paying attention to the promotion and then making sure that I credited everything to the Marriott Bonvoy program, I'll be making sure that I re-qualify for platinum elite status so that the next time when I travel, breakfast is on the house at most Marriott properties, in addition to a ton of benefits that I will enjoy thanks to elite status. Number three, having the right kind of apps and tools with you. Do you know that there are websites which will tell you exactly where to credit a given flight so that you can earn the most number of miles? Believe it or not, if you're flying United Airlines, you may not always earn the most number of miles by simply crediting it to United. There might be a promotion by which you may be earning a lot more miles if you were to credit those miles to a Star Alliance partner like Air India or Singapore Airlines. There are websites and applications which help you track some of these deals. So the next time when you're booking a paid business class flight or even an economy flight, all you have to do is simply enter that code assigned while booking, and you will find out what's the optimal way to credit your flight and earn the most number of miles. Now, there are tools which help you find award seats. So let's say you want to book a dream trip. You want to fly to London. You want to fly to New Zealand. You want to fly to Singapore. You want to fly to Dubai. There's so many destinations, and you don't want to keep searching manually for each one of them, given that all of us have so many time constraints. Thankfully, there are award search tools which let you do that for a fixed monthly subscription. All you have to do is set alerts. Let's say I'm planning a trip to Mauritius. All I need to do is make sure that the correct alerts are set for the right kind of time frame. And instead of me having to do manual searches every day, that award search tool will send me an alert whenever award seats open for that particular route for my preferred dates. The best part about some of these tools is they're pretty good at finding award seats even at a time when travel is usually very busy. This can be helpful if you're traveling with a large group of people, let's say a family of four. Also, when you're at the airport before a flight, many of us really like to wind down and relax before our flight by using a lounge. Do you know that there are websites and apps that also help you find the nearest lounge? As we go along on this journey together, I'll be doing a couple of things. Number one, I'll be doing episodes where I go into great depth with some of the tools that I mentioned. Number two, we'll also be talking to industry experts who are really good at using applications and AI to plan their travel. Number four, signing up for a travel credit card. Now, why does this matter? The reason why it matters is that having the right kind of credit card helps you earn rewards, miles, or points when you're not traveling. You can earn points on everyday purchases. There are three different types of credit cards. Number one, bank transferable programs. In this particular case, let's take the example of American Express membership rewards. When you spend money on your card, you'll be earning points which will be pulled into the American Express membership rewards program. You can then transfer those points to Amex partners, be it hotels, airline partners or shopping partners as well. In this case, you will only be earning points into the Amex pool as opposed to earning any sort of points with hotels or airlines. By crediting your points on that particular card, you will have no advantages towards earning elite status with airlines or hotels. Number two, airline co-branded credit cards. Let me give you one hypothetical example. Let's say I'm traveling for work frequently and I'm flying Singapore Airlines. It would make a lot of sense for me to pick up a co-branded Singapore Airlines credit card. Why? I will be earning miles towards the next elite status level. My work is already paying for my flights, so I don't need to take any extra effort in spending more on flights. However, whatever money I'm spending on that co-branded credit card on shopping or anywhere else is making sure that I keep adding to my Singapore Airlines mileage balance. In this particular case, it doesn't make much sense for me to have a bank credit card because I'm already flying frequently enough with Singapore Airlines and I need to keep adding to my pool to get to the next level of elite status or simply accumulate a lot of miles in the program so that I can fly Singapore Airlines the next time I'm on a family vacation and book flights for more than one person. By simply crediting all those miles, you can make sure that on your next family vacation, you have enough miles to book tickets for three or even four people, or even get lounge access simply because you have been crediting all those flights to the correct program and have been earning elite status. Number three, hotel loyalty programs. In this case, what happens is that whatever points you earn on your spend are credited directly to the hotel's loyalty program. Let's take the example of Marriott Bonvoy. Let's say I spend $10,000 or 1 lakh rupees on my Marriott credit card. Instead of earning points in the Amex membership rewards program or some other loyalty program with a bank, I will directly be earning points with Marriott Bonvoy. Moreover, what's really helpful is that I'll also be getting closer to earning elite status through spend simply by reaching the right kind of thresholds. Now, just like the example that I gave with Singapore Airlines, a hotel co-branded credit card makes a great deal of sense if you already have loyalty to that particular brand or intend to bring more business to that brand. If you're someone who is a free agent and simply likes to try different brands while traveling, then I would highly recommend that you first start with bank rewards credit cards because it gives you a lot of flexibility. On the contrary, if you are very, very clear about which airline and hotel brand you're loyal to, then a co-branded airline and hotel credit card makes perfect sense. Number five, promotion stacking. Now, what does promotion stacking mean? What it means is that I'm simply making the use of different promotions from a variety of sources to make sure that I get the best deal. Once again, just to simplify things, I will take the example of the Marriott Bonvoy program. Now, let's say that I have a Marriott Bonvoy co-branded credit card, which helps me earn points in the program. Let's say Marriott is running a special discount of 15% on certain brands when you stay at a Marriott property in India. I log onto the Marriott website and I see that there is a code that I can use to book that particular stay at a 15% discount. However, I also realized that there's another promotion running on my co-branded Marriott credit card, which gives me a statement credit for booking a stay with Marriott. See what I did here? Stacking one promotion on top of another. On one hand, I'm getting the discount from Marriott Bonvoy thanks to the code that they're currently running. On the other hand, I'm getting a statement credit thanks to the offer on my co-branded credit card. In the very first episode, I told you about some of my experiences traveling the world over the last 12 years. Promotion stacking is one of my favorite strategies, and I've used it countless number of times to get discounted travel or some sorts of perks and coupons every time I'm on the road. All right then, that wraps up episode number two of the Travel Dialogue podcast. We hope it was entertaining and informative for you. I would highly encourage you to subscribe to the channel, the Travel Dialogue podcast on YouTube. You can also reach us on X and Instagram at travel_dialogue. We're also on your favorite podcast platforms like Apple, Spotify, and Google Play. You can also support the podcast via PayPal. You will find all the links in the description below. Thank you so much for joining us on episode number two of the Travel Dialogue podcast. We hope to see you soon in episode number 3. Until then, have a good one. Take care.